You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and Tech with Heart's all about empowering entrepreneurs to embrace technologies, business strategies that are going to keep you competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital environment. And today's topic is about partnerships, specifically JV partnerships. What are they? How can they help your business scale? And with us, we have a very special guest. Her name is Linda Fisk. And she herself is a multi-award-winning leader, a keynote speaker, author, and even a university professor. And she's dedicated to amplifying and extending the success of other high-caliber business leaders. She is the founder and CEO of Lead Her Ship Global. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Linda.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It is such an honor and privilege to be with you today. So thank you so much for inviting me to this conversation that I think and hope will be incredibly impactful for all the entrepreneurs around the world that you connect with.
I know you're very passionate about empowering entrepreneurs, as am I. I know you focus a lot with women, but I know you also can work with men. So we're going to talk today about the powerful value add of partnering, right? So I do a lot of referral networking. I'm very happy to share the word if I find, and in fact, that's how Tech with Heart is growing. We bring experts into the mix to give value to the entrepreneurs who are seeking that guidance. But when it comes to referral partnerships, that's a pretty easy partnership. But tell me about why you're so passionate about teaching about other levels of partnering in business.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. I believe that there is incredible power in partnerships that are based on mutual respect and that are formed by extending trust. And so when you start looking at all the relationships in your life as a way of perhaps finding and connecting with potential partners, there is sort of a fundamental awareness that begins to take root about the key relationships in your life being able to represent more than just a connection. It's an opportunity for co-creation. And so just consider the possibilities of maybe adopting a new approach to problem solving or a pioneering approach to cooperation that could literally redesign all the relationships in your life. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about partnership, because true power, true partnership is more than just collaboration. It really is about moving to a relationship that involves co-creation. It's about identifying and understanding shared risks, shared responsibilities, and that kind of interdependency that can transform organizations. In my mind, true partnership is really about identifying shared value and then leveraging the combined strengths of each partner to achieve a level of impact that simply couldn't be accomplished independently. And when you're able to step into the power of that kind of partnership, it creates a solid foundation for families, businesses, communities, and literally the world. So partnership founded on trust and respect, in my mind, can foster really an explosion of creativity and create a real multiplier effect that can transform lives.
You're so correct about all of those things, but when you are out there thinking about like obviously what kind of a partnership would benefit both sides, like how do we define what a good partnership would be, Linda?
Yeah, I think that first you have to start with core values. And I think that you have to ensure that you're clear about what your core values are and that they're shared in the partnership. So the core values of an effective partnership include things like equity and respect. And that's really acknowledging the value that each organization brings to the partnership. The power of partnership really is built on harnessing each partner's key strengths. So you have to understand what their equity in the partnership is and respect the value that they bring. The other quality that I think really does form a long-lasting and powerful partnership is this idea of genuine commitment. You have to come to the partnership with good faith. You have to keep the focus on creating a partnership with a shared vision and a shared definition of success. And if you align on that early in the partnership, then you can always come back to that shared vision, that shared definition of success, even when there are rough waters. The third quality, I think, of a really successful partnership is transparency. And this is about openly sharing information, maintaining really clear lines of communication, and having honest discussions around the difficult issues. You've got to be able to have a partnership that is built on transparency and being able to walk into what may be uncomfortable, awkward, or difficult conversations honestly, and move through those difficult conversations in order to create breakthroughs rather than breakdowns. The next quality, I think, of a really powerful partnership is patience and persistence, the two P's, patience and persistence. And again, I think being patient with the partnership, being patient with the outcome of the partnership, being patient with the business, creates space for partners to, again, break through rather than breaking down during those difficult times. You have to go into the partnership knowing that there will be road bumps along the way. There will be times that will really test your faith, but you have to be patient and create that space. And again, continue to extend goodwill to your partner, knowing that they want success just as much as you do. And the last is something that I think is true in any relationship, and that is building the partnership on trust. You know, trust and familiarity are two cornerstones in any relationship that are built up over time. And it's through 1,000 small acts every day to ensure that the person that you're doing business with is trustworthy, credible, they're for you, they are supporting you, they're not usurping your position, your power, but yet they are building you up, they are championing you. And when you are able to build a relationship on those principles, I think that that is the definition in my mind of a truly powerful partnership. Equity and respect, genuine commitment, transparency, patience and persistence, and of course, trust and familiarity.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com and together we will make your business come alive.
So when you are finding somebody that you think would be a great partnership, what do you suggest as far as like practical implementation steps to get this partnership underway so that everybody feels safe? Because the trust does come in time. But you obviously want to get a sense that you can trust this person going in. I don't think you would ever want to do partnership with somebody that you feel might it just needs to feel already kind of somewhat stable. But then there are some formalities. I know we're not going to go into anything legal here, but what are some steps that you would suggest that we do when it goes towards implementing this higher level quality of partnership?
Yeah, that's such a great question because you're right. The success of any partnership really is in the detail. And I believe there are just a few key factors that have got to be considered in order to not just create a partnership, but to operate it and sustain it. So in order to not only create, but also operate and sustain an effective partnership, I think there are a few key factors that are really all designed to answer the question, are we better off together than we are alone? And if you can answer these questions in a way that certainly indicates that you are better off together, you have the opportunity for that multiplier effect that I spoke about, then I think you're in a really good position to move forward. Number one, you have to define the key issues that the partnership is designed to tackle. You have to align around your purpose, your mission, and your vision. What are the key issues that the partnership is designed to solve for or is designed to amplify and accelerate? You have to be really clear about that. Number two, you have to determine if a partnership really is the right choice. And again, a lot of that I think is based on this idea of, are we better off together than we are alone? Do we bring unique and complementary values to the partnership? If I am a marketing expert and my partner is a sales expert, then those are complementary areas of expertise that indicate that we may be able to have better success together than we would separately. Next, identify what the partnership needs to be successful. Do you need some sort of executive level champion? Do you need funding? Do you need some sort of distribution partner? What does the partnership need in order to thrive and be successful? And sometimes it is executive level sponsorship if you're in a larger organization. But you really have to think about what you need for that partnership to be successful from the outset. And then you talked about, you know, really how do you begin taking the steps to form a partnership? I really suggest that you think about where to make the approach, right? You think through whether partnership is right for you, whether the person or organization or division that you're thinking about creating a partnership with is the right one. If there is shared and aligned values, if there is this sort of complementary value set that you're able to combine, but also think about where to make that approach. Don't do it offhandedly. Don't do it flippantly. Create the space and time to have a meaningful conversation around partnership with your proposed partner. Next, ask the hard questions. Ask the questions that are difficult, that are awkward, that are, you may even say, impolite, but you have to know those things. What is their revenue expectation? What is their equity expectation? What is their willingness to take on roles and responsibilities outside of their core values, right? So if their core value is sales or marketing or operations or product development, are they willing to expand beyond that for the sake of the partnership? Whatever those hard questions are, ask them now. It's better to ask at the beginning of the relationship than after you've already entered into the partnership and you realize you had a misunderstanding or a miscommunication around a really pivotal, difficult question. Next, I would say investigate at both the operational and personnel level about the partnership. What are the expectations in terms of team environment, culture, staffing? How does the partnership operate on a day-to-day basis? What is the expectation for reporting? What is the expectation for revenue share? All of those things have to be investigated at both the operational as well as the personnel level. And last, I would say, assess the risks and rewards of partnership. Be sure that you're clear that the risks, because there will always be risks, that they do not outshine the reward, that the reward is always greater than the risk. And you have to literally document that and be sure you're clear about the risks associated with the partnership, but the potential upside, the rewards of that partnership.
So you said a lot about this word expectation. I kept hearing it, and that's exactly where things do tend to fall apart, was this misunderstanding of what expectations were to be. And so it is good to have those difficult conversations, but then to also, like you also mentioned, document it, somehow get it in writing so that you both see it in words on paper, and then perhaps just a simple little signature line that we both agree to this. And perhaps it's a partnership that you're establishing for a certain period of time, and you can define that. So like that way, nobody feels caged to happen to be do this for the rest of your life. You can go into it as a trial, but yeah, it's definitely great to have all these conversations and doing all those assessments, just like you, as if you were taking on and somebody to co-own your business. But it doesn't have to feel that heavy, but it definitely does need to be vetted. And those conversations are genuinely not done just in one sitting. So it is great that you're talking about this, because this is what could potentially take your small business and help you scale quickly, because you're able to put together packages together that are going to be far more valuable and far more attractive to potentially larger clients because of the power of the two entities coming together. So definitely something to consider in staying competitive in a very oversaturated and competitive digital environment.
That's right.
So tell us, Linda, what would be three tips to creating winning partnerships that you could share beyond what you've already shared? Are there three specific takeaways that there are tips that you could share at this moment?
Yeah. So number one, I would say find partnerships that emphasize transformation over transaction. So that's important, because you need to achieve the scale and the depth of impact that's required to create real substantive change. So if you want to catalyze substantive real change, you've got to ensure that that partnership is interested in creating transformation over transaction. The second thing I would say is align the interests and objectives for the partnership, acknowledging individual benefit, acknowledging and recognizing the benefit to each partner, including revenue. Be very clear about revenue splits, be very clear about aligning the interests and objectives of each partner, and clearly identifying how those interests will be split, how those interests will be recognized, and how that shared gain will be split. The next thing I would say that's really important is set roles, set responsibilities and expectations at the beginning of the relationship. And then that allows you to manage to those expectations throughout the relationship. So that allows you to not only set the roles, the responsibilities, the expectations, but to manage to those agreements throughout the life of the partnership.
Again, going back to those expectations and making sure that the stage is set for success, yeah. Having all of that, doing all that work and all that vetting and all that discussion, hard conversations up front. Well done. This has been very enlightening for me, and also very exciting and encouraging, because there are people out there that would just be such a magnificent partner potentially for your business, that when you come across that person, or you can actually go out and seek out this relationship. But it's good for you to have already done that back homework, you know, to kind of identify exactly what kind of a partnership you're looking for. So opening that mindset to this possibility is a really great thing. And I'm so thankful for you to be here, Linda. So because you are all about leadership, you lead this Leadership Global, which is a phenomenal success, and it's global. So, you know, no matter where you are, you can join forces with Linda and gain insights and continually learn and glean from experts in her arena as well as herself. So how would somebody, Linda, reach out to you to get more of your awesomeness?
Michelle, you're so kind. So a couple of things that I would say is we have a very active LinkedIn page, Facebook page. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. You are welcome to connect to Leadership Global across any of the social media platforms. The other invitation that I would offer your audience is to reach out to me personally. That's easy. It's simply Linda at leadhershipglobal.com. So you're welcome to drop me a note. You're welcome to connect with me on any of the social media platforms. And we're easy to find because it's Leadership Global, because we are a global community.
Perfect. So what is a tip or a phrase or a quote that you would love to share with our viewers and listeners right now that they could walk away from this interview remembering?
I would say, develop a network of people who are committed to your success. That is my number one piece of advice for anyone, entrepreneur or corporate leader or solopreneur or innovator, pioneer, trailblazer. Everyone needs a network of people who are committed to their success. And I would say that now more than ever, your network equals your net worth. And you have got to carve out the time and the energy to create a network of people that are lifting you up, cheering you on, championing you, connecting you, giving you the resources and the tools that you need to be sure that you're able to accelerate your vision of success. And so remember, your network is your net worth.
Thank you for that. Linda, this has been so enlightening. And those of you who are watching or listening, and you do want to hang out in more community with fellow entrepreneurs, Tech with Heart is also a network that supports entrepreneurism. But our twist is that we come at things with a very innovative approach. We are also creating a very safe and nurturing environment for those of you who know you need to be embracing technology, but it's not necessarily your gifting. And you want to work through some of these barriers that perhaps have been holding you back, because the way you were doing business just even 2 years ago is no longer the way you should be doing business if you want to stay competitive and relevant in a very rapidly changing digital environment. So you're welcome to come to join us. Techwithheartnetwork.com is where you can go learn about what we're doing in this heart-centered, forward-thinking community. Join our network for free, or you can come in as an expert and be an influencer in our community and get interviewed on the Tech with Heart show, as well as co-lead webinars, workshops, you know, anything that will help move the needle for business owners. We would love to partner with you. Partnerships. That's what we're talking about today.
There you go.
Go again to techwithheartnetwork.com and check us out and join our community and join Linda's community. Your network is your net worth. And all we want is for you to be successful. So here's to your success.